God bless you. While we're still standing, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
Mientras estamos de pie, tornémonos a Efesios capítulo 2.
And we know this scripture.
Y conocemos esta escritura.
But it's still good to read it.
Pero todavía es bien leerla.
Okay. From verse 4.
Bien, versículo 4.
But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us.
Pero Dios, que es rico en misericordia, por su gran amor con que nos amó.
Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved.
Aun estando nosotros muertos en pecado, nos dio vida juntamente con Cristo. Por gracia sois salvos.
And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Y juntamente con Él nos resucitó y asimismo con Él. Y aun estando nosotros muertos en pecados, nos dio vida juntamente con Cristo. Por gracia sois salvos, y juntamente con Él nos resucitó, y asimismo nos hizo sentar en los lugares celestiales con Cristo Jesús.
Verse 7, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus.
Verso 7, para mostrar en los siglos venideros las abundantes riquezas de su gracia en su bondad para con nosotros en Cristo Jesús.
Let's pray.
Oremos.
Heavenly Father,
Padre Celestial,
we pray your grace would be with us today.
Oramos que tu gracia esté con nosotros hoy.
That you would speak to us out of your word.
Que hables a nosotros tu palabra.
That you would give us something that we could move forward with.
Que nos des algo con lo cual podamos andar.
We ask this in Jesus' name.
Oramos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
You may take your seats.
Puede tomar su asiento.
God bless you.
Dios les bendiga.
Brother Don has been preaching recently.
Hermano Don ha estado predicando recientemente.
Asking the question, who are you?
Preguntando, ¿quién eres tú?
And I'm going to take that same subject.
Y tomaré ese mismo tema.
Who are you?
¿Quién eres tú?
Not because Brother Don has been doing it wrong.
No porque el hermano Don ha estado haciéndolo mal.
Because he hasn't been doing it wrong.
Porque él no lo ha estado haciendo mal.
But because sometimes you approach something from a different angle.
Pero porque algunas veces tú lo abordas desde un diferente ángulo.
You can maybe see something in a different light.
Y quizás tú lo ves algo de diferente manera.
And so I'm hoping this will help maybe put what Brother Don has been preaching in a different way.
Entonces pondré esto, lo que el hermano Don ha estado predicando en una diferente manera.
And maybe some of you will be, I see something now.
Y quizás algunos de ustedes dirán, ahora sí veo algo.
Okay, maybe not.
Quizás no.
But there's another part of this.
Pero hay otra parte de esto.
Where for years and years I wondered.
Donde años y años he estado esperando.
Brother Branham talks about the book of life.
El hermano Branham habla acerca del libro de la vida.
And he says there are two sections in it.
Y dice que hay dos secciones ahí.
It's like one section, your name can never be removed.
En una sección, tu nombre nunca será borrado.
And in the other section, your name can be removed.
Y en la otra sección, tu nombre sí puede ser borrado.
I never preached on that because I never understood it.
Nunca había predicado en ello porque nunca lo entendía.
God knows the beginning from the end.
Dios conoce el principio desde el fin.
He knows everyone that's going to be saved and everyone that isn't.
Él sabe quién será salvo y quién no.
How can there be two sections?
¿Cómo pueden haber dos secciones?
Well, a few months ago.
Bueno, hace unos cuantos meses atrás.
I just saw a little something that kind of opened that up to me.
Vi algo que abrió el entendimiento a mí.
And so I'm going to preach a little bit on that to show you what I saw.
Entonces le predicaré en eso para enseñarles lo que vi.
And maybe that'll help you if you have the same kind of question.
Y quizás le ayude si usted tiene el mismo tipo de preguntas.
So, who are you?
Entonces, ¿quién eres tú?
Amen.
Amen.
So, I started listening to a book on the history of Rome.
Estaba escuchando un libro de la historia de Roma.
And Paul was a citizen of Rome. Pablo.
Y Pablo estaba en la ciudad de Roma.
He was a citizen of Rome.
Fue un ciudadano romano. Perdón.
And Rome had some terrible traditions.
Y Roma tenía ciertas terribles tradiciones.
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you why Rome is the natural enemy of God.
Primero le diré por qué Roma es la enemiga natural de Dios.
Because the history of Rome goes back to the founding of Rome.
Porque la ciudad de Roma va de regreso a la fundación de Roma.
And there's a legend, a story about the founding of Rome.
Y hay una leyenda, una historia acerca de la fundación de Roma.
About Romulus and Remus.
Acerca de Rómulo y Remo.
Who were the twins.
Quienes eran los gemelos.
They were abandoned at birth.
Que fueron abandonados en el nacimiento.
And they founded the city of Rome.
Y encontraron la ciudad de Roma.
And as I listen to the story,
mientras escucho la historia,
it ends with Romulus killing his brother.
Termina con que Rómulo mató a su hermano.
And when he kills his brother,
y cuando mata a su hermano,
he founds the city of Rome.
Encuentra la ciudad de Roma.
And he invites all the vagabonds and thieves and the people who have been thrown out of their city.
Y invita a todos los vagabundos y la gente que ha sido expulsada de la ciudad.
To come and populate his city.
Que vengan y habiten la ciudad.
And I thought, oh my.
Y pensé, oh Dios.
That's the story of Cain and Abel.
Esa es la historia de Caín y Abel.
But it's the story of what happened to Cain, not the story of what happened to Abel.
Pero es la historia de lo que le pasó a Caín, no a Abel.
So the very founding tradition of Rome.
Así que la tradición fundadora de Roma.
Speaks.
Habla.
Of opposition to God.
De la oposición a Dios.
Okay. We can go into more detail, but I just wanted to drop that in there because of the, I'm excited about things.
Okay, entraremos a más detalle, pero quería decirle esas cosas. Estoy muy emocionado al respecto.
Rome had a terrible tradition.
Roma tenía una terrible tradición.
And it echoes through the centuries.
Y va a través de los siglos.
Even to today, we can see things that come from that tradition.
Incluso el día de hoy podemos ver cosas que vienen de esa tradición.
And I look around.
Y miro alrededor.
And I see the cute little babies.
Y veo a los lindos bebés.
And there was a tradition in Rome.
Y hubo una tradición en Roma.
Called exposure.
Llamada exposición.
And what would happen is when a baby was born.
Y lo que pasó es que cuando un bebé era nacido.
The father of the family would decide.
El padre de la familia decidiría.
Whether they were going to keep the baby.
Si se lo quedan.
Or whether they were not going to keep the baby.
O si no se lo quedan.
And if they weren't going to keep the baby,
y si se lo quedaban,
they would take the infant and they would put it on their rubbish pile.
Tomaban al bebé y lo ponían en
basura.
En una pila de basura.
Okay. And they would leave it there.
Y lo dejarían ahí.
Essentially, they would, well, kind of like the Moses story.
Básicamente como la historia de Moisés.
The parents can't keep the baby anymore.
Los papás no pueden quedarse con el bebé.
They put him in the Nile.
Lo ponen en el Nilo.
And they commit him into the hands of God.
Y se lo ponen en las manos a Dios.
Okay. So it's that tradition that if you can't keep the baby, you don't kill it, but you abandon it and you put it essentially into the hands of God.
Entonces es esa tradición que si no puedes matar al niño, entonces lo abandonas en esa situación.
And this was well known in the cities.
Y esto fue bien reconocido en las ciudades.
And those babies,
y esos bebés,
some of them died.
Algunos murieron.
But some of them were taken by other families who wanted a baby.
Algunos tomaron a los niños quienes querían a los bebés.
And others were taken by people who wanted slaves.
Y otros fueron tomados por gente que quería esclavos.
Okay. And I got to thinking about that.
y me pongo a pensar en eso.
And the modern way of thinking about abortion is rooted in this kind of thing.
En la manera actual ahora de los abortos que va en ese mismo camino.
That if you don't want something, you can discard it.
Que si no quieres nada, te deshaces.
That's, again, it's opposed to God.
Nuevamente,
God loves life.
Está en contra de Dios. Dios ama la vida.
But I started thinking.
Pero empecé a pensar.
Of how many of us have been born into this life.
¿Cuántos de nosotros hemos nacido en esta vida?
In fact, all of us.
De hecho, todos nosotros.
Are born into this life.
Nacidos en esta vida.
In the same situation as that abandoned baby.
En la misma situación de ese bebé abandonado.
Because when Adam fell to sin.
Porque cuando Adán cayó a pecar.
We were born rejected from the family of God because of sin.
Nacimos rechazados de la familia de Dios.
We were born on a rubbish heap, or thrown out on a rubbish heap.
Fuimos tirados a la basura.
And we were picked up by someone who made us the slave of sin.
Y fuimos recogidos por alguien de que nos hizo esclavos del pecado.
Sin has given us life.
El pecado nos ha dado vida.
But what kind of life do we have?
Pero qué clase de vida tenemos?
Not the kind of life that God would have given us.
No es la clase de vida que Dios nos hubiera dado.
If we had stayed in His family.
Si nos quedábamos en su familia.
But because of the decision of our fathers.
Pero por la decisión de nuestros padres.
We're born in sin.
Fuimos nacidos en pecado.
And the Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
Whoever sins.
Quien quiera que peque.
Is the servant of sin.
Es un sirviente del pecado.
But the better translation would be.
Pero la mejor traducción sería.
Whoever sins.
Quien peque.
Is the person who is bound by sin.
Es la persona que está atada por el pecado.
Is the slave of sin.
Es el esclavo del pecado.
And so we're all born in the slave of sin.
Y somos nosotros nacidos en este pecado, esta esclavitud. Esclavitud de pecado.
And we live here in a great slave market.
Y vivimos en este gran mercado de esclavitud.
Where nicotine buys its slaves.
Donde la nicotina compra esclavos.
Where alcohol buys its slaves.
Donde el alcohol compra esclavos.
Where drugs buy their slaves.
Donde la droga compra más esclavos.
And you can see the effect of that on people.
Y puedes ver el efecto de esa gente.
And it's a terrible effect.
Y es un efecto terrible.
You can see it in the physical.
Puedes ver en el físico.
The people huddled in doorways. The people sitting in the doorways.
La gente sentada en...
En las puertas.
En las puertas.
With a bottle or with needles.
Con botellas y agujas.
And you can tell there's something wrong with them.
Y puedes decir de que hay algo malo con ellos.
That something is controlling them.
Que algo los está controlando.
And they're not everything they could be as a person.
Y ellos no son todo lo que podrían ser como personas.
And it's terrible to see those people.
Y es terrible ver a esas personas.
And it's hard to help them.
Y es difícil ayudarles.
Because they'll ask you for money.
Porque ellos piden por dinero.
And you don't know, should I give you money?
Tú no sabes, ¿debería darle dinero?
Because chances are you're just saving up to buy your next bottle of alcohol.
Porque las posibilidades serían que ellos están ahorrando para la próxima botella de alcohol.
And that's a terrible thing to see.
Y es una cosa terrible de ver.
But that's not the only kind of slaves to sin that we have.
Pero esos no son los únicos tipos de esclavos del pecado que tenemos.
Today is Super Bowl day, right? Today
es el día del Super Bowl, ¿verdad?
How many slaves to American football are there?
¿Cuántos esclavos del el fútbol americano hay ahí?
And you don't see them huddling in the doorways.
Y no los ves ahí.
You don't see them in the doorways.
En las puertas.
But their slavery is just as bad.
Pero la esclavitud es tanto así.
From a spiritual perspective.
De una perspectiva espiritual.
How does God's eyes look at those people?
¿Cómo los ojos de Dios ve a esas personas?
And say, what are you using to fulfill your life?
¿Qué estás haciendo para llenar tu vida?
You could be using my spirit.
Podrías usar mi espíritu.
You could be living in a godly level.
Podrías vivir en un nivel espiritual.
But you're slaves to this world.
Pero estás esclavo a este mundo.
And we should be aware that we can fall prey to that kind of thing as well.
Y debemos de estar conscientes de que nosotros podemos estar atados a esas mismas cosas.
And we need to be careful.
Tenemos que tener cuidado.
Because none of us would want to touch alcohol so we don't end up in the doorways.
Porque nadie de nosotros quisiera tocar el alcohol y quedar en las puertas de las casas.
But how many of us are touching the other things of the world?
Pero ¿cuántos de nosotros está tocando las otras cosas del mundo?
YouTube and sports and these different things.
YouTube, deportes y otras diferentes cosas.
That are going to lead us spiritually to the same place.
Que nos llevarán espiritualmente al mismo lugar.
It's a terrible thing.
Es una cosa terrible.
But into this market.
Pero dentro de este mercado.
I want to tell you something.
Quiero decir algo.
In this market.
En este mercado.
You can only be.
Usted solo puede ser.
What you've experienced.
Lo que usted ha experimentado.
You can only be.
Usted solo puede ser.
What you can see.
Lo que usted puede ver.
You can't invent something new for yourself.
No puede inventar algo nuevo para usted.
Okay? So if you're born a slave,
así que si usted es nacido esclavo,
and you're raised a slave,
y ha sido criado esclavo,
and let's say you live in the mines where everyone around you is slaves,
y diremos de que usted vive en las minas donde todo el mundo es esclavo,
then you never know.
Entonces usted nunca sabe
that there's a different life.
Que hay una diferente vida.
I remember when I was in Africa.
Yo recuerdo cuando estaba en África.
And I went to Tanzania, brother.
Fui a Tanzania.
And I went up into the mountains in Tanzania.
Fui arriba en las montañas en Tanzania.
The little children there.
Y los pequeños niños ahí.
They'd never seen a white person.
Nunca han visto una persona blanca.
And they're like, oh.
Y ellos, oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Is this thing real?
¿Es esto real?
Okay. Because they don't experience that.
Porque ellos no experimentan eso.
Then you can't be something that you haven't experienced.
Así que usted no puede ser algo que usted no ha experimentado.
Yeah.
Sí.
I bet you haven't. Have you? Brother Andrew told me he hasn't seen snow before. So it's like, wow. You never knew you could be this cold. But talk to Brother Alfred. He goes outside, and I'm surprised to see you with more than one layer on in this weather, Brother Alfred. Well, but you understand, we can't be something we haven't experienced.
No hemos sido algo que no podemos ser.
So if all you know is slavery,
entonces antes que de conocer la esclavitud,
then all you'll ever be is a slave. You can only be a slave.
Entonces solo puede ser un esclavo.
Okay. But this brings us to the question.
Pero esto nos trae a la pregunta.
Who are you?
¿Quién eres tú?
Let's say there's a man that comes to the slave market.
Digamos que viene un hombre al mercado de esclavos.
And he's coming and he's looking for his family.
Viene y está buscando por su familia.
His wealth,
su riqueza,
is unlimited.
Es ilimitada.
And his kindness,
y su amabilidad,
is unending.
No tiene fin.
He's looking for his family.
Está buscando a su familia.
But his family don't know who they are.
Pero su familia no sabe quiénes son.
They only know that they're slaves.
Ellos solo saben que son esclavos.
They only know the slavery of this world.
Ellos solo conocen la esclavitud de este mundo.
But he's going to find them.
Pero los va a encontrar.
And he's going to tell them who they are.
Y les va a decir quiénes son.
So they can become who they are.
Entonces ellos vendrán a ser quienes son.
Okay. This man has a kingdom.
Este hombre tiene un reino.
And he's looking for his family.
Y está buscando a su familia.
To share the joys of his kingdom.
Para compartir las alegrías de su reino.
He's brought gifts from his kingdom.
Trajo regalos de su reino.
Food and clothing.
comida y ropaje.
Money.
Dinero.
To give his family.
Para darle a su familia.
Comfort.
Comodidad.
To give his family a taste of what they're going to have in his kingdom.
Para darle a su familia una probada de lo que tendrán en el reino.
This man is here to save his family.
Este hombre está aquí para salvar a su familia.
But he's full of kindness.
Pero está lleno de amabilidad.
Okay. Let's take a scripture here.
Tomaremos una escritura aquí.
2 Peter chapter 3.
El segunda de Pedro capítulo 3.
In verse 9, it says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance."
El Señor no retarda su promesa, según algunos la tienen por tardanza, sino que es paciente para con nosotros, no queriendo que ninguna perezca, sino que todos procedan al arrepentimiento.
Did you ever think of this?
¿Ha usted pensado en esto?
That God had space
que Dios
for Cain.
Tiene espacio para Caín.
If he had wanted to come into his family.
Que si él hubiera querido venir a la familia.
That's pretty amazing.
Eso es muy sorprendente.
But he's going to save whosoever will.
Pero él salvará a aquellos que serán salvos.
So he's going through the slave market.
Él va a través del mercado de esclavos.
And he's looking for his family.
Está buscando a su familia.
But if someone says, "Will you buy me as well?"
Pero si alguien dice, ¿me comprarías a mí también?
Will you deliver me as well?
¿Me liberarías a mí también?
Oh, sure, come on.
Seguro, ven.
Oh, I've got enough money to buy everyone here.
Tengo suficiente dinero para
comprar. I've got a kingdom with enough riches for everyone to have a comfortable home.
Tengo un reino para todos con tanta riqueza.
You want to come? Come.
¿Quieres venir? Ven.
I don't want to see my family in that slavery.
No quiero ver a mi familia en esa esclavitud.
I don't want to see anyone in that slavery.
No quisiera ver a nadie en esa esclavitud.
And when I understood that,
cuando entendí eso,
then I understood the difference between those two sections in the book of life.
Entonces entendí la diferencia entre esas dos secciones del libro de la vida.
Because if someone in his family says, "No, I'd prefer to be a slave than go with you,"
porque si alguien dice, "No, prefiero ser esclavo,"
he's going like,
entonces diría, no, oh.
That's not going to fly.
Eso no va a volar.
That's not going to happen.
Eso no va a suceder.
I'm going to purchase you even against your will.
Yes. Te voy a poner incluso en contra de tu
voluntad. Because you're my family.
Porque tú eres mi familia.
I'm not leaving you behind. Okay? I'm not leaving you behind.
No te dejaré atrás.
All right? But someone who isn't in his family,
pero alguien que no está en esta familia,
who says, "Oh, you're just a big deceiver."
Oh, tú dices, no, eres un gran engañador.
You want to buy me so you can kill me.
Me quieres comprar, así me quieres matar.
He's going to say, "Well, that's your choice."
Bueno, él dirá, esa es tu elección.
I'll buy you if you want. I'll deliver you if you want.
Te compraré si quieres. Te liberaré si quieres.
But I have a list of people that they're going to be delivered whether they like it or not, because they're my family.
Pero tengo un listado de gente de que le guste o no, serán liberados porque son mi familia.
Okay. So let's go back to Ephesians 2.
Así que iremos de regreso a Efesios 2.
And just have a look at this again in this light. You want a drink? Okay. "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in sin and trespasses."
2:1. "Y él os dio vida a vosotros cuando estabais muertos en vuestros delitos y pecados."
"Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience."
"En los cuales anduvisteis en otro tiempo, siguiendo la corriente de este mundo, conforme al príncipe de la potestad del aire, el espíritu que ahora opera en los hijos de desobediencia."
"Among whom also we had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others."
entre los cuales también todos nosotros vivimos en otro tiempo, en los deseos de nuestra carne, haciéndonos la voluntad de la carne y de los pensamientos, y éramos por naturaleza hijos de ira, lo mismo que los demás.
But God, who is rich in mercy,
pero Dios, que es rico en misericordia,
for his great love wherein he loved us,
por su gran amor con que nos amó,
even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ.
Aun estando nosotros muertos en pecados, nos dio vida juntamente con Cristo.
And that's why Jesus had to come.
Y es por eso que Jesús tuvo
Because
que venir.
Because you can't be something you haven't seen.
Porque tú no puedes ser algo que tú no has visto.
And so he came to show you something.
Y hasta que vengo a enseñarte algo.
And so you can be this as well.
Tú también puedes ser esto.
So it's a slave market.
Entonces es el mercado de esclavos.
And everyone's going to be the slave of somebody.
Y todos serán esclavos de alguien.
While you're in the market.
Mientras estás en el mercado.
Yeah? So when James says, James a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Entonces cuando Santiago es un sirviente y es apóstol de Jesucristo.
You could also say.
Podrías también decir.
James a slave and an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Santiago es un esclavo y un apóstol de Jesucristo.
There are no free people
no hay gente
in this
libre
market.
En este mercado.
Okay? There'll be free people in the kingdom, but you're going to be someone's slave down here.
Okay? Será un gente libre en el reino, pero será un esclavo mientras esté aquí.
So whose slave are you going to be?
Entonces, ¿esclavo de quién serás?
You're going to be the slave of the person who's going to set everyone free?
¿Serás esclavo de la persona que hará libre a todos?
Are you going to be the slave of the person that wants to work you to death?
¿O serás esclavo de aquel que te matará, te hará esclavo hasta la muerte?
No wonder those spirits hate the Spirit of God.
Es por eso de que ese espíritu odia al Espíritu de Dios.
Because it's they're so opposed to each other.
Porque están opuestos entre ellos.
Imagine that I'm coming to a slave market.
Imagínese.
I've got a gold mine.
Vengo al mercado de esclavos y tengo una mina de oro.
In Spain.
En España.
And that's where the Roman gold mines were in Spain.
Ahí es donde las minas de oro están en España.
I need 600 healthy slaves to work to death to keep my money coming in.
Necesito 600 esclavos saludables para continuar mi dinero ser producido.
And here comes somebody else and he outbids me for all those slaves.
Y entonces viene alguien más y me vence por todos esos esclavos.
And also he comes by and he says to any of the slaves that I've already got, I'll set you free, I'll buy you out.
Entonces viene y ve a más esclavos y le dice, te haré libre, te compraré.
Oh, I'm going to be kind of annoyed with that person.
Oh, estaría enojado con ese tipo.
I'm going to tell my slaves that I don't go with him because he's going to work you to death.
No, les diría a mis esclavos, no te vayas con ellos porque te harán trabajar hasta que mueras.
Let me tell you about the lovely food we have down in the gold mine.
Déjame decirte acerca de la comida amorosa que tenemos en las minas de oro.
Yeah? Trying to persuade you into the ways of death.
Tratando de persuadirte hacia los caminos de la muerte.
So, you understand how this picture starts to build.
Entonces entiendes cómo esta fotografía se empieza a construir.
And you start to understand, who am I? Am I the slave of sin or the slave of life?
Soy el esclavo del pecado, el esclavo de la vida.
Okay. Am I going to be purchased by sin, or am I going to be purchased by life?
¿Seré comprado por el pecado o por la vida?
And so when we're purchased by life,
cuando somos comprados por la vida,
then if that's as far as we go,
y si es hasta ese lejos que llegamos,
then that's good.
Entonces eso está bien.
You're the slave of life.
Eres el esclavo de la vida.
You are saved.
Eres fuiste esclavo.
Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, eso es maravilloso, ¿no es así?
Yeah? It's better to be the slave of life than the slave of death.
Es mejor ser el esclavo de la vida que de la muerte.
All right? But is that all you can be?
Pero eso es todo lo que tú puedes ser.
Is that as far as you can go?
Es hasta eso lejos que puedes llegar.
So here's a man and he's in the slave market and he buys a nice house.
Aquí hay un hombre en el mercado de esclavos y compra una casa linda.
And every slave that he sends, that he buys, he sends to the nice house.
Y cada esclavo que él compra, él lo envía a la casa linda.
And he says, go and rest.
Le dice, ve y descansa.
Okay. Wonderful.
Hermoso.
You're a slave in the house of life.
Eres un esclavo en la casa de la vida.
That's not a bad thing.
No es una cosa mala.
But it's not everything.
Pero no es todo.
Because, yeah, it comes, here's a collection of slaves. Tired, weary from their work.
Una colección de esclavos atados, preocupados por el mundo.
But the man comes and he says, okay, guys.
Pero el hombre viene y dice, okay, chicos.
I know you're all tired.
Yo sé que todos están cansados.
I know some of you are hurting.
Algunos de ustedes están adoloridos.
Some of you are really hurting.
Algunos están muy, muy adoloridos.
But who can help those that are hurting? Is there anyone with a bit of energy?
¿Quién puede ayudar a esos que están adoloridos? No es alguien que tiene mucha energía.
To help someone who's hurting.
Alguien que está adolorido.
Oh, I read a story.
Oh, leí una historia.
There was a man who ran away as a slave in America.
Era un hombre que corrió, se huyó como esclavo en América.
And he married.
Y se casó.
And he was living in the free north.
Y estaba viviendo en el norte libre.
And they changed the law so that slave hunters could go into the north to capture the slaves and bring them back to the south. They changed the law. Cambió la ley.
Ah, cambiaron la ley.
So they algunos pueden buscar para los esclavos en los libros, los tierras libres. Mm-hmm. Okay, good enough. All right. And so when they came looking for him in the free city,
y cuando lo vinieron a buscar en la ciudad libre,
he was worried.
Él estaba preocupado.
And he left and he went to Canada.
Y se fue y huyó a Canadá.
Part of the British territories at the time.
Parte del territorio británico.
But that's a nice smile, Sister Laura.
Es una linda sonrisa, hermana Laura.
And he started working in a quarry.
Y él empezó a trabajar en un acuario.
Back-breaking work.
un trabajo fuerte.
And his wife started a small shop.
Y su esposa en una pequeña tienda.
And eventually the shop became prosperous.
Y la tienda eventualmente vino a ser próspera.
And they started a society.
Y empezaron una sociedad.
For the relief of those that are continually coming in from slavery.
Para la liberación de todos aquellos que están viniendo de la esclavitud.
And the book I was reading, he said they talked about one man, his name was Blackburn.
Y el libro que estaba leyendo, su nombre es
Blackburn.
Blackburn.
Mm-hmm. He had escaped from Tennessee in the winter.
Él huyó de Tennessee en el invierno.
And it had taken 6 months for him to get to Canada.
Y le tomó 5 meses para llegar a Canadá.
And because of the cold,
y por causa del frío,
he was frostbitten in both legs up to the knee.
Well, estaba congelado en ambas piernas.
And he was put in the care of the society.
Y fue cuidado por la sociedad.
And the society hired a doctor to look after him.
Contrataron a un adulto para que lo cuidara.
And he was helpless.
No podía ser ayudado.
But after a year's worth of care,
no tenía esperanza, pero después de años de ayuda,
1 year,
de cuidado, un año,
he was able to start working and earn his own living.
Fue capaz de empezar a trabajar por su propia cuenta.
But it was that freed slave who was part of this organization.
Pero fue este esclavo libre que fue parte de esta organización.
It said, I'll give my money freely.
Dijo, daré mi dinero libremente.
To someone that the rest of the world would think was worthless.
Para alguien que el resto del mundo pensó que no valía la pena.
To nurse him back to health.
Para nutrirlo de regreso a la salud.
And so the man comes and says, some of you are injured.
Entonces el hombre dijo, algunos de ustedes están heridos.
Who's got the energy to look after those that are injured?
¿Quién tiene energía para ir a buscar a todos esos que están heridos?
Who's got the energy to go out to get some water, to carry the water back, to give water to your brothers and sisters?
¿Quién tiene la energía para cargar agua y darle agua a algunos de sus hermanos y hermanas?
Who can be my helper?
¿Quién podría ser mi ayudador?
Oh, he's not going to force anyone to do this.
Bueno, no lo va a forzar a ninguno de ustedes a hacer esto.
I misspeak. He's going to force his family to do this. We'll get on to that, all right? Okay? Yeah. So if I'm at a party,
si estoy en una fiesta,
and all the young people are there,
y toda la gente joven allí,
I'll be like, are there any volunteers to wash the dishes?
¿Hay algún voluntario para lavar los platos?
It's like, okay, Lilia, she volunteers.
Okay, Lilia. Ella
volunteers. Thank you, Lilia. It's like, okay, so, you know. Christian volunteers. Thank you, Christian. Elisha, Emma, you're volunteering.
¿Algún voluntario cristiano, Elisha?
Okay. Because it's like, yeah. They're my family. I have different expectations of them than I do of Lilia and Christian.
Una expectativa diferente que de Lilia o Christian.
It's exactly the same with God.
Es exactamente lo mismo con Dios.
But he's going to start out by asking for volunteers.
Pero él empezará a preguntar por voluntarios.
And now you're not just a slave living in the house of the free.
Ahora usted no solo será un esclavo viviendo en la casa de libres.
Now you're in service.
Ahora está en servicio.
Okay? You've seen something that you can do and you're doing it.
Ves algo que puede hacer y lo está haciendo.
Yeah. All right. So then, maybe that's the limit that God that you can do for God. But maybe He says, "Okay."
Muy bien. Entonces, tal vez es el límite que.
He says, "I need some people."
Entonces Dios dice, necesito alguna gente.
To go out into the market.
Para que vayan al mercado.
He says, "We'll start off with." Wow. Well, let's see. We'll start off with 120 of them.
Veamos. Empezaremos con 120 de ellos.
I'm going to give him a special certificate.
Le daré un certificado especial.
It's going to prove they're free.
Probarán que son libres.
It's called the Holy Spirit.
Llamado el Espíritu.
And I want you to go out.
Y quiero que vayan.
And just tell others.
Y le digan a otros.
Just tell the other slaves.
Díganle a los otros esclavos.
Oh, there's someone here that can set you free. There's someone here.
Hay alguien aquí que los puede libertar.
Okay. Now, to be honest, to do this.
Ahora, para ser honesto, para hacer esto.
You're going to have to go out of the house.
Puede ir usted afuera de la casa.
It's going to be uncomfortable, maybe.
Será incómodo, tal vez.
I'm sending you forth as sheep among wolves.
Los enviaré a ustedes entre lobos.
Men are going to hate you.
Muchos los van a odiar.
But do you think it's worth doing?
Pero, ¿cree que vale la pena hacerlo?
Because you can bring freedom to someone else.
Porque le podría traer libertad a alguien más.
And you say, wow.
Y usted dice, wow.
I'm not just a slave of life.
No solo soy un esclavo de la vida.
I'm not just a servant to my brothers and sisters.
No solo soy un sirviente a mis hermanos y hermanas.
But I'm a messenger to bring freedom to others.
Pero soy un mensajera para otros.
Okay? So who are you?
Así que, ¿quién es usted?
God is trying to open up to you.
Dios está tratando de abrir a usted.
What you can be for Him.
Lo que usted puede ser para Él.
And that's what he's trying to show you.
Y es lo que él está tratando de enseñarle.
That you can live one step higher than where you're living.
Que usted puede vivir en un escalón más alto de lo que está viviendo.
It's not about saying, if you don't do this, I'm going to throw you back in the market and you'll be lost.
No es de estar diciendo, oh, si no haces esto te voy a devolver al mercado.
You're totally and securely saved forever.
Estás totalmente seguro para siempre.
If you want to stay in the house and sit in the house,
si quieres quedarte en la casa y quedarte sentada en la casa,
you'll get to the kingdom.
Ve al reino.
God will make sure you do that.
Dios va a asegurarse que tú hagas eso.
Okay, but He's looking for people to help others.
Pero él está buscando por gente que
He's looking for people to help him.
Él está buscando gente que lo ayude a él.
And you can imagine if He gets these people.
Y si se imagina a esta gente.
Okay, they go out. Back into the marketplace.
De regreso al mercado.
Oh, don't you think the other slave owners are going to try and tempt them back? Oh, you don't want to serve him. Come and serve us again.
¿No cree usted que los otros esclavos los tentarán? Ah, no le quiere servir a él. Sírvenos. Ayuda con nosotros.
You know, we'll give you a promotion at work.
Te promoveremos en el trabajo.
Okay, we'll make you an important person here.
Okay, te haremos una persona importante aquí.
Come and follow us, but no
Ven,
man.
Síguenos, pero.
Can serve two masters.
ningún hombre puede servir a dos señores.
Okay. Yeah. And you can imagine that man.
¿Puede imaginarse ese hombre?
And he's rescuing these slaves.
Se ha rescatado, está descansando entre los esclavos.
And some of them are stepping up. Some of them are working for him.
Y alguien está trabajando por él.
Some of them are saying, okay, what's next? What can I do next?
Entonces dice, está bien, ¿qué es lo próximo? ¿Qué puedo hacer?
I'm tired and I'm weary and I just got beaten when I was going out there.
Estoy cansado, estoy preocupado. ¿Qué más puedo hacer?
But my joy is to see other people come into freedom.
Pero mi gozo está en ver a otra gente venir a la libertad.
Well, you know, something might happen.
¿Sabe? Algo que puede pasar.
Like happened in John chapter 15.
Como lo que pasó en Juan capítulo 15.
And now you can start to see these words maybe in a little different light.
Así que usted puede ver todas esas palabras en una pequeña luz diferente.
Verso 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Este es mi mandamiento, que os améis unos a otros como yo os he amado.
Greater love hath no man for this than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Nadie tiene mayor amor que este, que uno ponga su vida por sus amigos.
You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you.
Vosotros sois mis amigos, así hacéis lo que yo os mando.
Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father have I made known unto you.
Ya no os llamaré siervos, porque el siervo no sabe lo que hace su Señor. Pero os he llamado amigos, porque todas las cosas que oí de mi Padre os las he dado a conocer.
You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever she shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
No me elegisteis vosotros a mí, sino que yo os elegí a vosotros, y os he puesto para que vayáis y llevéis fruto, y vuestro fruto permanezca, para que todo lo que pidiereis al Padre en mi nombre, él os lo dé.
And so you see, there's a slave.
Así que ve, hay un esclavo.
Raised up to a place of friendship.
Levantado a un lugar de amistad.
With the master.
Con el Señor.
You know? But he's not just looking for people to help him.
Pero no solo está buscando a gente que le ayude.
He's looking for his family.
Está buscando a su familia.
Those who choose to help him may come from everywhere.
Aquellos que han sido elegidos, que escogen ayudarle, son de todas partes.
But those who he chooses to help him are his family.
Pero aquellos que él escoge que le ayuden son su familia.
And what son is there that the father doesn't correct?
¿Y cuál es este hijo que el padre no corrige?
If Job wasn't part of God's family,
si Job no era parte de su familia,
he wouldn't have said to Satan, hey, look at Job, that you can't do anything to him.
Él no hubiera dicho a Satanás, hey, mira a Job.
You can't do anything to shake him.
No le puedes hacer nada para moverlo.
Oh, you mean you're going to let me try?
Al menos me dejarás probar.
I got some pretty good trials that I'll shake him with.
Tengo una par de muy buenas pruebas con lo que lo puedo mover.
So you can't shake him.
Él dice, no lo puedes mover.
He's going to pay special attention to his family.
Le va a prestar una atención especial a su familia.
There is elected.
Ellos son elegidos.
There is bride.
Ellos son novia.
His family.
Su familia.
The people that he's especially looking for.
La gente que él está buscando especialmente.
Who will have responsibility.
Quien tendrá responsabilidad.
In his kingdom.
En su reino.
And he's going to start training them for that responsibility.
Y los parará de entrenarlos por esa responsabilidad.
While they're in the slave market.
Cuando ellos estén en
while they're in the slave market.
En el mercado de esclavos.
Okay? And how does God define his family?
¿Cómo Dios define a su familia?
Let's turn to Mark chapter 3.
Vamos al capítulo de Marcos 3.
Verse 33. And he answered them, saying, "Who is my mother or my brethren?"
Y él respondió diciendo, ¿quién es mi madre y mis hermanos?
And he looked round about on them that sat about him and said, "Behold, my mother and my brethren."
Y mirando a los que estaban sentados alrededor de él, dijo, he aquí mi madre y mis hermanos.
For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother.
Porque todo aquel que hace la voluntad de Dios, ese es mi hermano, mi hermana y mi madre.
Just something interesting finding out from the history of Rome.
Algo muy interesante que encontré acerca de la historia de Roma.
Of the first five emperors of Rome.
De los cinco primeros emperadores de Roma.
Okay. Four of them were adopted sons.
Cuatro de ellos eran hijos adoptados.
Nephews or uncles that were adopted. And became the heir by being adopted.
Algunos sobrinos, tíos, vinieron, adoptaron para mientras cuando llegaron a ser adultos.
So, adopted sons, sound familiar?
Así que hijos adoptivos.
Raised to a position of power.
Suena familiar.
Okay.
Elevar la posición de poder.
And there were even slaves that were adopted as sons.
Y hay incluso esclavos adoptados como hijos.
In the Roman Empire.
En el Imperio Romano.
So, but God is going to teach you in the small things before he will let you rule the large things.
Pero Dios te enseñará en las cosas pequeñas antes de que vayas a las cosas grandes, mayores.
I saw something else the other day that is really interesting to me.
Vi algo muy interesante ayer que fue muy para mí.
If we say this is love,
si decimos que esto es amor,
okay, and we'll say that this is obedience,
y decimos esto es obediencia,
okay, and this is power,
y esto es poder,
okay. You may love God all you like.
Tú podrías amar a Dios todo lo que gustaras.
But if you're not obedient,
si no eres obediente,
the power is not going to come.
El poder no vendrá.
Okay. You can be obedient to God's word as much as you like.
Podrías ser obediente a la palabra de Dios tanto tú como tanto tú quieras.
But if you don't have love,
pero si no tienes amor,
God's not going to give you that power.
Dios no vendrá a darte ese poder.
The power to what? The power for what?
Para qué? El poder para qué?
To do the work of God.
Hacer el trabajo de Dios.
The power to preach.
El poder de predicar.
The power to deliver people from illness.
El poder de liberar a gente de enfermedades.
The power to raise the dead.
El poder de levantar a los muertos.
The power to have the signs and wonders here among us.
El poder de tener señales y milagros aquí.
Okay. The power to change your life into the life of Christ.
El poder de cambiar tu vida a la vida de Cristo.
So look at your life. If you're lacking in power,
así que mira tu vida si estás carente de poder.
You got to understand that power comes.
Entenderás que el poder viene.
In the overlap between love and obedience. So as much as love and obedience overlap, that's as much as you can access the power of God.
Así de que sobrepasa la obediencia, poder y amor.
You understand?
¿Entiendes?
Okay. So you want to be trained?
Así que quieres ser entrenado.
You say, God?
Dices, Dios.
Make me more loving.
Hazme más amoroso.
And make me more obedient.
Y hazme más obediente.
And as those line up,
mientras eso se alinea,
more and more of the power of God can flow through you.
Más y más del poder de Dios vendrá a través de ti.
Okay. So trust me, you don't want the power of God flowing through you
créeme, no querrás ver el poder de Dios fluyendo atrás de ti.
Without it being God's will.
Sin que sea la voluntad de Dios.
Okay, that's, brothers and sisters, that's an electric chair. That's what that is.
Hermanos, esto es una silla eléctrica. Eso es lo que es.
It's going to fry your life.
Eso le va a freír su vida.
Without obedience and love and with power.
Sin la obediencia y el amor para llegar al poder.
So he's training us.
Así que nos está entrenando.
To love him.
A amarle.
And obey him.
Y obedecerle.
To keep his commandments.
Para mantener sus mandamientos.
And then to bring us into his family.
Y traernos a su familia.
All right. Whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother.
Todo el que haga la voluntad de Dios, ese es mi padre, mi madre, mis hermanos y mis hermanas.
So who are you?
Entonces, ¿quién eres tú?
Where do you fit in this story?
¿En dónde tú calzas en esta historia?
I know where you started out.
Sé dónde empezaste.
You started out the baby on the rubber sheep.
Empezaste en
como
el bebé
en la
basurero.
A slave to whoever picked you up first.
Esclavo de quien te haya recogido primero.
You have no idea who your family is.
No tienes idea de quién tu familia es.
So what are you?
Entonces, ¿quién eres tú?
Just a slave in this life.
Un esclavo en esta vida.
Are you a slave saved by grace?
¿Eres un esclavo salvo por gracia?
So hurt and wounded.
Herido y sanado.
All you can do is just lie on the ground, tired out.
Todo lo que puedes hacer es, es reposar en el suelo.
Hurt.
Herido.
Well, if that's as far as you can get.
Bueno, si eso es hasta ahí, ¿qué puedes llegar?
That's a good thing.
Esa es una cosa buena.
Because you're not a slave to death anymore.
Porque no eres un esclavo de muerte.
Because you're in a place where you can receive healing.
Porque estás en un lugar que puedes recibir sanidad.
Where you can get the good food.
Pero puedes recibir la buena comida.
Where you can recover.
Donde puedes recuperarte.
But how many recovered slaves are sitting in the house of grace enjoying the good food?
Pero cuántos esclavos recuperados están sentando en la casa y disfrutando la buena comida?
Well, God bless them.
Bueno, Dios les bendiga.
They're not slaves to death anymore.
Ellos no son más esclavos de la muerte.
But could they be doing more?
Pero podrían ellos hacer algo más?
Well, maybe that's as far as they can see.
Bueno, eso es lo lejos que ellos pueden ver.
That's okay. How far can you see?
¿Qué tan lejos tú puedes ver?
What are you looking at in Jesus? Just a savior?
¿Qué estás viendo en Jesús? Solo un salvador.
You know, that's wonderful. You'll be saved.
¿Sabes? Eso es maravilloso. Serás salvo.
All right, but there are plenty of people who are saved.
¿Sabes? Pero hay mucha gente que es salva.
And they say, I don't believe that Jesus Christ can heal today.
Y dice, no creo que Jesucristo puede sanar hoy.
I don't believe it. I don't see it.
No lo creo, no lo veo.
Oh, that's fine.
No, está bien.
They'll be in the kingdom.
Estarán en el reino.
They're saved.
Ellos son salvos.
They're just not living to the, you know, they're never going to be healed down here.
Pero ellos nunca serán sanos aquí abajo.
Oh, my back hurts.
Oh, me duele la espalda.
I'm going to church and my back hurts.
Voy a la iglesia, me duele la espalda.
If only there could be something that I could do other than these tablets.
Si hay algo más que yo pudiera hacer aparte de tomarme esas pastillas.
Jesus saves. Jesus heals.
Jesús salva. Jesús sana.
Oh, I don't see that.
Oh, yo no veo eso.
That's not for you then.
Entonces no es para usted.
Enjoy church service with your hurt back.
Entonces disfruté el poder el servicio de la iglesia con su dolor de espalda.
I say that because I hurt my back and it's like,
digo
oh,
eso porque
I'm praying for
espalda.
It.
Ah,
Jesus
por ella,
heals. Okay.
Sana.
All right. So maybe you see yourself as a servant.
Entonces tal vez usted se ve como un sirviente.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing too.
Es una cosa maravillosa también.
Putting aside your needs.
Poniendo a un lado sus necesidades.
Putting aside your hurts.
Poniendo a un lado sus
dolores.
Sus dolores.
And saying,
y diciendo,
how can I help others?
¿Cómo puedo ayudar a otros?
Okay. Now we're starting to get beyond that slave mentality.
Y entonces vamos a empezamos a ir más allá de esa mentalidad de esclavo.
Okay. That we're helping God, not just slaves of God.
Que estamos ayudando a Dios, no solo somos esclavos de Dios.
Have you got beyond that to say I'm a messenger of His grace to others?
¿Ha usted empezado a pensar esto? Soy un mensajero de Dios para otros.
Or are you hearing the voice of God calling you up to something higher, something bigger?
¿O está escuchando usted la voz de Dios llamándolo a algo más mayor? Algo,
you're my son, you're my daughter.
Tú eres mi hijo, tú eres mi hija.
I've got something more for you.
Tengo algo más para ti.
And as you see that more, you can step into that.
Y cuando veas eso, tú entrarás en eso.
Okay. So who are you?
Así que, ¿quién es usted?
And this is what Brother Don's been preaching on.
Y esto es en donde el hermano Don ha estado predicando.
Because as your eyes are open to what you can be,
porque mientras sus ojos son abiertos a lo que usted puede ver,
you can be that.
Tú puedes ser eso.
Okay. So pray for revelation and the strength
to
live
revelación.
It. Pray for the voice of God.
Ora por revelación, endereza la vida, ora por la voz de Dios.
Know that what you're going through now is training for later.
Sepa que lo que usted está pasando ahorita lo está entrenando para luego.
And that's the end of my notes.
Y ese es el final de mis notas.
I hope it's been a blessing.
Espero que haya sido una bendición.
Okay? We're looking to say, who are you?
Estamos buscando ver quién es usted.
Who are you?
¿Quién es usted?
Are you living up to the potential that God has for you?
¿Está viviendo el potencial que Dios tiene para usted?
You say it's not a matter of salvation. It's not a matter of salvation.
No es una cosa de salvación.
You're saved.
Usted está salva.
It's a matter of who are you.
Es una cuestión de quién usted es.
Okay. Don't just be a saved slave.
No solamente sea un esclavo salvado.
God is saying, I've got more for you to do.
Dios está diciéndole, tengo algo más para ti.
So start doing.
Entonces empiece a hacerlo.
Okay. All right. Let's pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father.
Oremos, Padre Celestial.
We thank you for your goodness.
Le agradecemos por su bondad.
Thank you for your love for us.
Gracias por su amor hacia nosotros.
Help us have ears open and eyes open.
Ayúdanos a tener ojos y oídos abiertos.
To see what you're calling us to.
Para ver lo que usted nos está llamando a.
To see what we should be.
Para ver lo que nosotros deberíamos ser.
And to live what we should be.
Y vivir lo que deberíamos ser.
And to live.
Y vivir.
That step higher.
Ese paso más alto.
That you're calling us to.
Al cual tú nos estás llamando.
Lord, God bless Don and Mary and Steve,
Dios,
Diane.
Bendice a Don, Mary, Steve y Diane.
Be with them.
Estar con ellos.
And I pray that you would watch over us.
Y oro que tú estés sobre nosotros y mirándonos.
And we meet again.
Que nos reunamos nuevamente.
In Jesus' name.
En nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm a pilgrim and a stranger.
Okay, soy un peregrino y un extranjero.
I know this one's in the. It's all in the saints. If you find that number, call out. Pardon? When the saints go marching in? Yeah. 174. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin. On my way to that fair city, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in. I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. While I know I'll see my Savior, if I need my life free from sin, or heaven's doors will open for me, all the saints
will go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, I want to be in that number. And the gates are closed within. Well, I'll reach out in glory, glory, and the saints will go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I don't know in that number. When the saints go marching in, while I'm waiting for the chariot to swing over God's heaven, then on the clouds I'll rise to heaven. When the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in.
You know, in the army they have ranks all the way from private up to like 4-star general. And all the ranks in between, I suppose we could count how many, maybe all the gray. How many ranks are there in the military? 50 or 60? I don't know.
¿Saben, en la armada hay como 60-70 posiciones?
Okay.
Todos son oficiales.
So there are lots of ranks. Maybe I'm not going to be a general.
Bueno, tal vez no seré un general.
Maybe I'm not going to be a sergeant.
Tal vez no seré un sargento.
Maybe I'm just going to be a private first class.
Tal vez solamente seré un
private first class.
Una primera
clase
privada.
Solo la
primera.
Okay, maybe
puesto.
That's all I'm capable of doing.
Tal vez eso es lo único que seré capaz de.
But two things.
Pero dos cosas.
As long as I'm in the army,
mientras esté en la
may
armada,
I serve the army,
mientras sirva la
armada, of our Savior.
A mi Salvador.
And may all of my efforts,
mientras todos mis esfuerzos,
and all of my abilities,
mis habilidades,
be used to their fullness,
ser usado a la plenitud,
for him,
para él.
Even if that's just private first class,
tal vez yo solo sea la primera clase,
maybe a sergeant, who knows,
quizás sea un sargento, quién sabe.
But may I be as useful in the army of
pero
God
que sea
as I can be.
En la, usado en la armada de Dios siempre.
May I know who I am.
El hombre que yo soy.
Father, may we close with a word of prayer.
Father, we're just so grateful to you for your great love to us, Lord, and how you just reached down your hand and saved us and gave us so many great and precious promises, Lord. And you're showing us again in this day what it is that you've called us to, Father. It's to a full restoration to what we lost when Adam fell in the very beginning, and we're just looking forward to that, Lord. Just pray that each and every one of us would live up to the fullest potential that you have for us, Lord. We would reject anything that would drag us down and keep us in this world here below, but only cling to those things which release us into the heavenly. Help us, Lord, to bring it with us. Pray each one now, Lord, and those who are able to be with us this morning, just pray a special blessing on them. Ask that you touch and meet the needs of each and every one of your children, Father. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, let's sing that chorus as we dismiss and shake your fellow saints' hands.
Oh, when the saints,
God bless you. Thank you. Much gratitude.